Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, the doctor will be presenting the songs of Johnny Mercer by singers and instrumentalists. Mercer worked mostly as a lyricist, but could compose music and was a decent singer. He wrote more than 1,500 songs during his career. Mercer wrote Something's Gotta Give in 1954 for the Fred Astaire movie Daddy Long Legs. Mel Torme included it on his Sings Fred Astaire album of 1956. One of the most recorded jazz standards is Autumn Leaves, a French song that Mercer added English lyrics to in 1945. Trumpeter Art Farmer recorded it in 1959 with a large combo. Mercer wrote Day In, Day Out in 1939 with composer Rube Bloom. Diana Krall recorded it in 2006.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no, because I insist, somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna get kissed. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store from their vast mysterious sky. I'll try hard ignoring those lips I adore, but how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out as sure as we live. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. Some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out as sure as we live. When there's a meeting of cosmic forces, you can't separate them with 10 wild horses. Face it, face it, face it, something's gotta give. Something's gotta give.
Same old hoodoo follows me about. Same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you day in and day out. Day out, day in. I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle. One possibility in view, that possibility may be seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. A thousand drums. Can't you see it's love? Can there be any doubt? When there it is, day in, day out. Day in, day out. The same old hoodoo follows me about. The same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you day in and day out. Day out, day in. I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle. One possibility in view, that possibility of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. A thousand drums. Can't you see that's love? Can there be any doubt? When there it is, when there it is, day in, day out. When there it is, day in, day out. Shabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dee-dee-dee. Shabba-dabba-dabba-dee-dee.
We are enjoying songs by Johnny Mercer. John Herndon Mercer was born in Savannah, Georgia in 1909. He was a direct descendant of Revolutionary and Civil War generals. Mercer was exposed to black music through childhood playmates and household servants. He never had any formal training in music, but he loved it and became interested in jazz in the 1920s. Mercer moved to New York City in 1928 and played piano and sang in clubs. He began writing lyrics to songs and made his first recordings as a singer with Frankie Trumbauer and Paul Whiteman. He became a respected member of Tin Pan Alley, mostly as a lyricist, but he could also compose music. He moved to Hollywood in 1935 and his career took off when he began writing scores for the movies. Mercer worked with many composers, Harry Warren, Matty Malnick, Jerome Kern, Hoagie Carmichael, to name a few, but was most successful with Harold Arlen. He was nominated for 19 Academy Awards, winning 4. Mercer passed away in 1976 at age 66 from a brain tumor. Mercer and Victor Schertzinger wrote I Remember You for the 1942 film The Fleet's Inn. Freddie Cole sang it in 2000. Another song written for the same movie is Tangerine, and here's trumpeter Chet Baker's rendition of 1974. Mercer wrote And the Angels Sing in 1938 for the Ziggy Elman Orchestra. Etta Jones recorded it in 2001.
Was it in Tahiti? Or was it on the Nile? Long, long ago, say an hour or so, I recall that I saw you smile. I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true a few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do, didn't you know? And I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue. And when my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of it all, then I shall tell them I remember you. A few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do, didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue. And when my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of it all, then I shall tell them I remember you. I remember you. I remember you. Thank you.
she'll sing the sweetest song I've ever heard. You speak and the angels sing, or am I breathing music into every word? Suddenly the setting is strange. I can see water and moonlight beaming, silver waves that break on some undiscovered shore. Then suddenly I see it all change. Long winter nights with the candles gleaming through it all, your face that I adore. You smile and the angels sing, and though it's just a gentle murmur at the start, we kiss and the angels sing and leave their music ringing in my heart. Sure. Then suddenly I see it all change. Long winter nights with the candles gleaming through it all, your face that I adore. You smile and the angels sing, and though it's just a gentle murmur at the start, we kiss and the angels sing and leave their music ringing in my heart.
The songs of Johnny Mercer are the focus on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Mercer and Hoagy Carmichael wrote How Little We Know for the 1944 film To Have and Have Not. The married singing duo, Jackie Kane and Roy Kral, recorded it in 1988. Mercer and Henry Mancini co-wrote Days of Wine and Roses in 1962. Vibraphonist Joe Locke did it in 1995. My New Celebrity Is You is the last song that Mercer wrote in 1976, shortly before his death. Susanna McCorkle included it in 1996 on her Songs of Johnny Mercer album.
Maybe it happens this way. Maybe we really belong together. But after all, how little we know. Maybe it's just for a day. Love is as changeable as the weather. And after all, how little we know. Who knows why any April breeze remains. Why stars in the trees hide when it rains. Love comes along, casting a spell. Will it sing you a song? Will it say a farewell? Who can tell? Maybe you're meant to be mine. Maybe I'm only supposed to stay in your arms a while, as others have done. Is this what I've waited for? Am I the one? Oh, I hope in my heart that it's so, in spite of how little we remain.
Will it sing you a song? Will it say a farewell? Who can tell? Maybe you're meant to be mine. Maybe I'm only supposed to stay in your arms a while, as others have done. Is this what I've waited for? Am I the one? Oh, I hope in my heart that it's so. In spite of how little we know.
Thank you.
Sindhu and Swanee, Seva Maharani are my intimates too. I played with Mantovani, and that's a lot of strings to get through. But anyone can see my new celebrity is you. I've sung with Ethel Merman, swung with Woody Herman, played a gig in Germany with Ogerman too. Nodded at a sermon, Billy Graham barely got through. But anyone can see my new celebrity is you. I'm not a bit ashamed of it, my rapier wit kept Sergei Kusovitsky in line. I'd reprimand the Dorsey band right on the stand, 'cause Annie's cousin Fanny was a sweetie of mine. I've golfed with Lee Trevino, won at the casino, danced the piccolino when the movie was new, spent the night with Dino, had to sleep with Jerry Lewis too. But anyone can see my new celebrity is you. I swooned at Mia Farrow, angular and narrow, drove her Pierce Arrow to a Gatsby preview, though frozen to the marrow, who would dream of leaving that queue? But anyone can see my new celebrity is you. Her husband, Andre Previn, absolutely heaven, even Herman Levin wants to hire him too. And as for Lady Bevan, we were both in labor, that's true. But anyone can see my new celebrity is you. I played the uke for Vernon Duke, so well in Dubuque, that Vladimir Dukelsky said, gee. My fingering a certain string was such a big thing, that Annie's cousin Fanny's taking lessons from me. I'm quite a fan of Lena, close to Katerina, very fond of Gina, Lola, Brigida too. And as for Pasadena, everybody there's an old shoe. But anyone can see my new celebrity is you. When it ran out of glue, and Salvador Dali, he did a little sketch of me too. But anyone can see my new celebrity is you. The incidents of Manny, Jack and Mary Benny, Nick and Sister Kenny made the scene for me too. Like little Adelena, I helped to entertain at Chez Nous. Could see my new celebrity is you. Meet Annie Ross and Lanny Ross and Harry the Horse, so high in Damon Runyon's esteem. Dig Ed McMahon and Choo Choo Train and Shirley MacLaine. When Annie sings with Lanny, the impossible dreams of Scorpio or Taurus, Webb an old thesaurus. Write yourself a chorus for your favorite few. Those people who adore us, they're the ones to blow a kiss to. Yeah, Jerry, my new celebrity is you. Oh, anyone can see my new celebrity is you. Oh, anyone can see my new celebrity is you.
Too Marvelous for Words is the next Johnny Mercer song on this Dr. Jazz Hour, written with Richard Whiting for the 1937 film Ready, Willing, and Able. It's included in Ella Fitzgerald's Johnny Mercer songbook. Another Mercer song is Early Autumn, written with Woody Herman in 1949. Terry Gibbs and Buddy DeFranco recorded it in 1997. Bernie Hannigan and Mercer co-wrote Bob White in 1937. Mildred Bailey and Red Norvo recorded it. And lastly, Michael Bublé will sing Mercer's Summer Wind in 2003.
for words like glorious, glamorous, and that'll stand by amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
This is a composition called Early Autumn. Thank you. We thank you very much.
Mr. Bob, don't you know things have changed? You're behind time with the melody you always sing. All the birds have their songs rearranged. Better get smart. What you gotta do today is swing. I was talking to the whippoorwill. He says you got a corny trill. Bob White, what you gonna swing tonight? I was talking to the mockingbird. He says you are the worst he's heard. Bob White, what you gonna swing tonight? Even the owl tells me you're foul, singing those lullaby notes. Don't be a bring down if you can swing down. Give me those high notes. There's a lot of talk about you, Bob, and they're saying you're off the cob. Fake it, Mr. B, take it, follow me, Bob White. We're gonna break it up tonight.
friend, the summer wind. Ooh, that summer wind, warm, warm summer wind.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.